Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yesterday, found out that they'll be getting $515 million dumped into their arena to upgrade Capital One over the next 3 years. Meanwhile, Nationals Park opened for a brand new campaign in 2024 this week, and we saw some of the renovations that have been done there. Brand new scoreboard, brand new lights. And the team that was supposed to have had a new stadium by now, going back way back when. We're still wondering, where is it going to end up? When are they going to break ground? Will it be in Virginia, Maryland, or D.C.? The Commanders, they are, as we speak, Danny, finishing or continuing, I don't know where they're at in the process, putting together the blueprints and the plans for as many as three different potential stadiums, presumably.
Mm-hmm.
One in Virginia, one in Maryland, one in D.C., right? That's what we've been told they're doing by Josh Harris.
Uh-huh.
Today seems like a good time to just have a bigger picture discussion about going to games in 2024. Because I mentioned on the show last week that 66% of adults in America prefer to watch a movie at home than to go to a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
And now, in a way that wasn't the case decades ago, you can actually order movies on some of these apps. Not all of them, but occasionally, at the same time that it's in the movie theater, you are able to spend $20 or whatever it is and just watch it at home. And two-thirds of adults like doing that. And I think you could actually extrapolate that out to sports.
100%.
I think the majority, probably, of sports fans would prefer to watch games at home than go to games. That's something that teams are constantly fighting. High definition's amazing. TVs are cheap, man. Getting a flat screen that's a beautiful picture in your basement for 80 and 90 inches costs nothing compared to what it cost 10 and 15 years ago. Food and drinks in the fridge,
yep,
ready to go. You don't have to worry about spending crazy amounts of money to get a hot dog bun without a dog in it. And did you see what happened over tailgate, Ted?
I did see that.
Or, you know, whatever else, you know, 30-minute line you waited in to get your lukewarm food or whatever. So I want to talk stadium experience. Like, mm-hmm, what matters? What gets you to go? What gets you to leave your house, to get to a game, to buy season tickets? What do you care about at this point?
Number one for me, and I got a list. Number one is ease. That's the word, ease. Is it easy to park? Is it easy to travel there? Is it easy to get in? Is it easy to get a hot dog? Is it easy to get to my seat? Is it a hassle? Is it a pain in the butt?
You're talking in and out.
All things. Everything having to do, it's got to be easy for me. The instant you put a challenge in front of me, a hurdle, I'll do it because I got tickets that time, but I ain't coming back.
Well, this just isn't for you anymore, I don't think.
Well, but I'm serious. You need to make to understand, because you said the pulls that aren't at the stadium are really strong now, right? As you said, game on cable. I'm not spending $80 on Dippin' Dots and a couple souvenir things for my kids. I can just watch when I want, how I want. I can DVR. I have more options. You need to make it easy on people, right? Whatever that is, whatever the technology is, I don't know. I know this, a couple years ago at Nats Park, our station was lucky, they were kind enough to let me use the suite our you know, sort of station suite, right? Because on a night that nobody was using it, the team wasn't very good, so nobody cared. I took like my son and his little league team. I had to show my ticket, and everyone that came to our suite had to show their ticket to a different person 6 or 7 different times. That's all we could talk about the entire time. It turned off everybody that was there. I'm sure people were just doing their jobs. I'm not mad at anybody about it. But I'm telling you, that situation made it so that you had fewer people that wanted to come back. It was so, okay, we're coming back with drinks and food and things for the kids. And everyone's shouting at me, can I see your ticket, please? I've already shown it a few times. You didn't show it to me. Okay, hold on a second. Can you hold all my food before you get your scanner out to scan it again? I've already done this with several people. Got to find a way to make it easy. You have to make it easy on people. That's number one. Go ahead.
I'll give you my top one, and we can go back and forth.
Okay.
So my number one is actually nothing that teams can control. My number one thing about going to games is weather. If I have tickets to a game, like the Nats game tonight, it's raining all day. Nothing makes me contemplate not going to a game like the climate. Like, is it cold? Is it wet? Now, there's not much that can be done about that, except that I think you got to have a retractable roof in anything that you build at this point. Baseball fans feel weird about, they're a little bit different about this, like this idea of having a retractable roof, a ballpark in a climate where the weather's pretty pleasant, like D.C., in terms of it doesn't get too hot, you don't need it in the summer. I think anything that you build has to have a retractable roof. When you build it, you don't have it, like Nats Park, you're not adding to it. That doesn't really happen. That costs too much. But the Commanders, as an example,
yep.
If it's either dome or open, then it should be dome. But nothing needs to be that way. You just have a retractable roof that can open and close. But I think weather is massively significant. I don't want to be cold. I don't want to be too hot. This is my Goldilocks, like sports take, right? I don't want to be wet in the rain. So I think that's number one, and that just means quick fix. Got to have a roof on the sucker.
I love that one.
Don't have to worry about that with the arena, obviously.
I love that one.
Next one would be parking for me. Parking is a game changer. With kids, especially in these venues that are in D.C. proper, it's the first thing that I really think about. Where are we parking? What kind of walk to the building is it? What neighborhood are we walking in? What time does the game end? Is it safe or not? Like, these are the considerations that I'm thinking about.
Yep.
If I'm going with my buddies, if I'm going with Toby and Darius and Ryan, or, you know, I'm going with pals I've got, I don't care about that. Not like a tough guy or anything, but we're probably going to be fine. I doubt anyone's going to walk up and bother four of us. And if they do, then we'll deal with it as it happens. Bad luck. But with my little kids and my wife, it's a major concern.
Yep.
Something that I'm thinking about a lot. So parking, I think wherever they build anything and whatever you do, that has to be a huge, huge consideration. Or if you don't want to call it parking, then easy in and out, as you said, with Metro or driving there. Like the arena in Virginia, remember, I think had 2,500 spots or whatever it was. That was the number, I think, which is more than a Capital One arena. But if you count all the garages right around there, that's not comparable to what you've got at City Center and all those walkable places from Gallery Place.
Yeah, that's included in my ease part, but you're right. An emphasis should be on that, right? Where we can accommodate X number of parkers. We can accommodate X number of Uber or Lyft drivers or taxis or whatever to get people to the stadium. It cannot be a hassle. Fully endorse that one. Second to me is to have cheap options. Whatever that is, whether it's some teams are doing this, like the Nats have their cheap ticket days and things like that, have the ability for people to come to your stadium. It can't just be all about the luxury thing. For the high rollers, God bless you. Congratulations. You know, you win. And that's what everybody's catering towards now. I understand that. That's where your bread and butter has to be. It's how teams are going to make money. I'm not naive. I get it. You'd rather have somebody sitting on the wood drinking a $31 cocktail than me in section 410, nursing one bag of popcorn. I understand that. But you need me too. There's got to be something cheap, whether it's concessions, and again, the Nets have done an awesome thing with the Kids Eat Free deal and some of the walk-up tickets that are easy to grab. More of those kind of things. There have to be those kind of options to me. It's really important.
What do you guys care the most about? I'm thinking about this through the lens of the Commanders building a new stadium, but also Ted Leonsis and Monumental Sports just got the green light for their $500 million renovations, And while they're putting, you know, lipstick on a building that's already there, they're trying to figure out what enhances, what improves. When you're going to a game, what determines whether you are enjoying yourself or not? And please, they need to win. Good team. We get that. Okay. We can leave that one. That joke can
be
someone
else's.
We
can do it, guys. We can do it.
But what else? I mean, what do you care about? 800-636-1067. I think this is the perfect time to have this convo. With the Nats now, starting this year, 16 years in, going, all right, where are we falling behind at this ballpark? What are we going to add? What do we need to do? It's us and the A's with lights that if they, you know, go dark for a second, we got to wait 30 minutes to start playing again. Let's get new lights. That's not something fans are going to notice, but I think after a big home run in the late innings and the flashing colors, and it's going to be a little more cool at the ballpark for sure. But your main thing is ease, which is
everything from parking, accessibility, no lines anywhere. It's you've got to make it easy for me to do what I want. Get in, get out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.